From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Nigel, you're doing your research for your latest book on leadership, and you have been investigating AI and what that might mean for learning and development. So give us a little bit of a flavour of what you're finding out.
Well, I suppose the biggest conclusion is that AI is beginning to quietly underpin all sorts of things that apparently are somewhere else. For example, if you look at virtual reality and some of the amazing software that seems to be about to hit us, and new products like Oculus Rift and HTC Vive about to go to market, all of these require extremely intelligent artificial intelligence engines that can react and learn and understand our environment. We no longer can program to anticipate everything. We can only program to help the software learn. And there have been some momentous leaps forward. For example, when the DeepMind product that Google has developed beat the world champion at Go over a five-game tournament, DeepMind won four, and the champion won one, and his victory was in the fourth match. Now, that's absolutely astonishing. And this software learned to play one of the most complex games in the world, not by being programmed to play it, but by being programmed to learn it. So it played itself millions of times. It went from being stupid to pretty impressive. And there is now a legal assistant, an artificial intelligence legal assistant on the market that will search through legal cases and prove or disprove a legal position that saves thousands of hours and possibly hundreds of jobs of junior lawyers pouring through databases. And there is a medical assistant that can help diagnosis. And all of these rely on highly complex engines in the background. Mm. And this means, I think, a huge amount for learning. But my optimistic view is not that these things replace human beings, but that human beings rise to the challenge and use them as assistants that make your life one awful lot easier than it might be at the moment, and manage data. And there are simple programs now that filter what you need to see on a daily basis, topic-based. So you can ask an engine to provide you with the latest thought on leadership or where artificial intelligence might go in 5 years, and exclude Twitter or include blogs or exclude. So you can begin to work out what you need to see and be presented with something manageable that allows you to get smarter while a lot of the grunt work is done by a machine. And I guess that's the ultimate aim of learning. We want people to get smarter and be given support to do this. So AI seems to underpin an awful lot at the moment.
So there's reason to be positive here by the sounds of it. It seems like some of this technology will actually help learning development get better at what it does.
Yes, and also help staff learn faster and keep up with some of the pressures and changes. And it will help L&D keep up as well, because it's impossible really to provide a comprehensive program where everything is just going at warp speed. So yes, it will help develop the learning, and it will in some ways accelerate the learning when you get hold of it.
So just quickly, because it feels to me like it's a kind of fringe element of L&D at the moment. It's talked about at conferences, but only in the odd session. It's not mainstream at all, although some of this technology does underpin the kind of major platforms that we use day to day. So do you see this becoming more mainstream very quickly? And what are the tips for L&D in particular now? What should they be doing to get their heads around this?
I think it will become mainstream. I'm not sure how quickly, because it relies on inventive companies to produce front ends. You know, it's very interesting that the guy who invented Siri and sold it to Apple for $200 million has just released Viv, which is a generic artificial intelligence front end. So Viv is not an Apple or a Windows. It just locks into anything. And he wants it to become the conversation front end, if you like. So I see the whole issue of having conversations with software or with machines taking on dramatic leaps forward. So let me stop rambling and give four tips, I think, for L&D. The first thing is put it on your radar and be aware of what's going on at the moment. Find out about Viv. Find out about some of the artificial intelligence engines. So not do anything, but put it on your radar. Secondly, begin to think about how very simple artificial intelligence might help. For example, in terms of knowledge sharing within organizations, in specialist areas and generic areas. And there are plenty of products coming on the market. I saw one last week by Anders Pink, which I think hasn't got a name at the moment, but it's basically a very sophisticated algorithmic engine which delivers very focused articles, insights, blog posts, whatever, to you on an hourly basis if you want. That could be a very interesting way of curating learning as well as something more generic. So keep an eye on the simple things as well as the complex. And the fourth thing is work out how you might start small experimentation. Don't bet the bank, but work out how you can test out what people like, what is helpful, what will speed up your ability to meet learning needs faster and more effectively. So those are my four tips for L&D.
Nigel, thanks for those insights.
Thank you. Good to talk, Martin. From scratch.